The gender wage gap in Wyoming is the largest in the nation, and that's not news either. It's been this way for years. Groups around the state are working to fix it through policy, training programs, and education. But Wyoming Public Radio's Irina Zhorov reports that it could be the state's industries that keep the gap firmly in place.
The wage gap, when calculated using full-time, year-round wages for women and men, is 65 cents on the dollar in Wyoming. That means for every dollar a Wyoming man earns, a woman earns just 65 cents. The national average is 77 cents on the dollar.
Jobs that are traditionally female, so for instance, teachers or nurses, are paid below the national average, and jobs that are traditionally male, for instance, construction work, are paid above the national average.
That's executive director of the Wyoming Women's Foundation, Rochelle Kyneth. According to a report the foundation released in 2011, even in traditionally female professions, men get paid significantly more than women. That's because even within a field, men and women are often not working the same jobs. Director of Wyoming Department of Workforce Services, Joan Evans, says there's another big issue, too.
Some of it can be attributed to the types of occupations that we have here in the state. Because we are very industrial, very energy-oriented, a lot of those positions are held by men and traditionally not held by women.
Traditionally male professions like mining, construction, and manufacturing make up about 25% of the state's jobs. And those are jobs, says Evans, that women often can't do.
Let's use truck driving as an example. If you're a single mom, you are not going to be able to do over-the-road trucking. You may be able to take a job as a truck driver that is limited to a particular area, but you're going to want to not be on call. You're going to want to be close to home in case there's an emergency with your kids.
Matt Garland, owner and partner in North Star Energy and Construction, employs 15 women among his 380 employees.
Our standard work day on truck driving is usually 11 hours a day, and it can go up to 6 days a week, and it's not always at home. It takes a support system for their kids, getting them to and from daycare. So it is very hard in this industry for ladies to fit that schedule.
Garland says he'd hire more women if they applied.
I know that the ladies that we do have and the ones that come on are very good employees. They have a few issues maybe with kid care and stuff like that, but they do a heck of a good job.
He also says only his female employees come to him with child care issues. Most of the women Garland has hired completed a training program through Climb Wyoming, a nonprofit that helps single mothers get well-paying work. Climb Wyoming focuses on workforce needs in specific areas and trains women to fill those gaps.
Until these training programs started up to train them in this heavy equipment and also truck driving and stuff, they just didn't have the experience to do it, so they usually didn't apply.
There are other initiatives, too. The legislature has increased teachers' wages, which is a field dominated by women. There's a nursing workforce center in the works to help nurses, also a predominantly female occupation, streamline their education. There are Leap into Leadership workshops to help women get into leadership positions, and STEM education to encourage women to pursue high-paying fields, like engineering, while they're in school. But the child care issue is an important one. Rochelle Kyneth of the Wyoming Women's Foundation again.
The cost of child care is prohibitive for some, so it just makes more sense to stay home than to be able to work and have their child cared for in a facility where they feel like they're getting the education or the care that they need. So access to quality child care, affordable quality child care, is a huge piece of the issue for women's access to work.
The foundation did a study that found that just the extractive industries, along with support industries, widened the gap by 7 cents. Making those workplaces more flexible could help narrow it. But some of the work rests with women themselves. Workforce Services' Joan Evans says this.
I guess if I had any advice, it would be if, as women, you know, if we're in a position to say, I am of value to you, employer, please value the service that I can contribute equally to what you would value a male's contribution, and take that opportunity to negotiate.
The Wage Project runs workshops to train women how to negotiate effectively. Katie Boysen used to give these workshops all over the state.
Women simply don't ask for raises, and that's a large part of why we have this wage gap.
Boysen says that's an attitude that has stagnated in the state along with the wage gap.
I did it with a group of students in Casper College, both boys and girls, and it was really interesting because you think we're, you know, really modern and, you know, college-age girls, they're not going to have any problem. But they did. And to the boys, it was almost like a joke. They had no problems.
Boysen says women are socialized not to talk about money. In Wyoming, the wage gap now is where the national average was in the 1980s. During a recession like now, it tends to narrow. But that's because men are getting fired more, not because women are getting paid more. When hiring starts up again, the state may see if it's progressed any closer to where it should be. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Irina Zhorov.